is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps, so you can walk into your season. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. To bless the world as it flows.
He that has begun
a great work
in you
is faithful to perform it.
God is faithful to perform.
Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. God is doing great work. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. God is faithful to perform. You ought to encourage somebody. Show your name.
He's faithful to perform.
God is faithful to perform. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is faithful.
Faithful
and great. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. So what should be considered as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mother's mothers and father's fathers planted seeds when we were but the faint notion of a dream in their mind. They hoped for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. So may your next step forward help us to connect the dots and see this picture. Greatness exceeding abundantly, more than we can imagine. But let me assure you that it's great, and our God is faithful. Yes, Lord, yes, you're great. Yes, no.
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. I'm so grateful that you decided to join us today. I just want to say thank you to you. Thank you for lending an ear and your time. Because when you listen to this message, you are looking for change. You're looking for healing and you're looking for deliverance. So I thank you that you're willing to take a look in the mirror to make the world a better place. Thank you for being a world changer. Thank you for being an advocate of truth. And thank you for tuning in, okay? So let's lift up a prayer to the one and only. What's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. Come on, you know it. Sing along. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We want to welcome you in. We want to thank you for your peace, your healing, salvation. Thank you for the victory that belongs to you. And thank you that we can because you did. You overcame. So thank you that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That's Jesus and the word of our testimonies. So we thank you, God, that people will hear this message today and they will be encouraged. They will be empowered. Lord, they will be strengthened. They will be excited to share of the goodness that you've done, that they will remember that everything that they went through all worked together for the good. So thank you, Lord, that nobody will get weary. But in fact, even as they hear my voice, the anointing is breaking yokes. I thank you for the survival anointing all my life that has already gone before me because what I've been through. So I thank you, God, that right now you are reminding somebody, you are letting them know that they too can make it because I made it and because we have the victory in Jesus' name. And that's just straight up the pure truth. So thank you, God, that we hold tight to your mission, which is the Great Commission. Disciples make disciples. Thank you for helping us with our personalities. But thank you, God, for the willingness of those that are listening to this message to actually surrender their heart to you so you can create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit. So thanks, God, for the great work that you're doing on the inside of us. And we welcome you now. Have your way with this message. Let nobody that hears this message leave off of here empty. Fill us all up until we overflow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woohoo! What's up, y'all? Listen, I'm super excited, super hype. I just got back from New York, my hometown, New York City. I want to say a super big shout out to Tracy Ricks. She hosted an amazing event called Yes, I Am a Queen. And her and the Father, right, her and God, decided to have me as the keynote speaker. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Can I just be real with you guys? That is absolutely amazing. Have you ever looked over your life and thought about the amazing things that have taken place? Even when she was reading my bio, I was like blown away by what God has done in my life, how far I've come. You know, an author now, an international radio host on television. You know, I was just like, wow, I'm designing my own clothing. I'm a business owner. These are not things to take lightly. I'm a mother of four. You know, God is getting the glory out of my life. And sometimes we back up off of that. What am I saying? Sometimes we don't... We tone it down a bit, and you know, because of what we've been taught, and like, oh, don't brag on yourself. No, I'm not bragging on me, but I'm pretty great. Because come on, Lady Tata Great, because God is making my name great. He's making my life great. And I'm grateful for that. So even as she was reading, I was just in awe of God when she was reading my bio. And guys, I was like, man, Lord, what are you going to have me to say in this room? And I had so many different notes. I mean, I put notes in the computer, notes on my phone, notes on a pen and pad, type notes, everything. And I just wanted to be prepared. I just wanted to be amazing. I just wanted to please God. And the Lord said to me, Ty, I just want you here as my vessel. The fact that you're still standing here is a miracle in itself. You're a message in yourself. And I was like, okay, God. And so he says, I want to be able to use you however I want to use you. Will you be an empty vessel? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be an empty vessel, but I got my notes. Like, I don't want to mess up. I don't want to miss. So the Lord was just saying, will you trust me? So I'm grateful because I trusted God. And he talked about some topics. And it was just amazing. And people said they were blessed. And the book table sold out. And people brought hats. You guys know I designed these hats called prophetic gear with the word of the Lord on them. And no two hats are the same. Some hats said pure. Some said established. Some said manifest, you know, and process and things like that. So I'm grateful for God just, you know, I wrote my book 2 years ago, 2017. I've been designing the hats since then, or probably a little bit before that. And God is just absolutely amazing. I remember huffing and puffing in my house saying, God, don't tell me any more creative ideas until you get this stuff moving. So he absolutely blew my mind when these items were selling out, you know. And it's not about that. What I'm saying is I did everything that God said in obedience by writing a book, by designing the hats when I didn't even know who will wear the hats. I like the hats, so I put them on, but I just obeyed God. So the point of this conversation is obedience. Have you ever not felt worthy of something? Maybe that's not the right words, but I just was amazed that God would want to have me as a keynote speaker. And you may say, well, why, Ty? You're an international radio host. You're on TV. Like, what do you mean? Why not you? And I just felt honored and grateful. So it's not like... I don't know. You know, I spend so much of my life listening to messages. Now delivering messages is like, what? And so I talked a bit about Esther chapter 4, verse 14, that she was created for a time such as this, that it, I'm paraphrasing now, guys, that she shouldn't keep silent. If she kept silent, that deliverance would not come to her and her family, that they would perish. So it was her time to speak up. It was her time to talk. The time was now. And that's what I want to talk to you about the time being now, not tomorrow, not any other time. What is it that you need to do now? What do you need to do now? What do you need to stop procrastinating about? Who are you waiting on? You are it. God created you in this time. What if you had 48 hours to live? What would you do? What would you do? Would that be enough time for you to write the book, get it done, and leave everything in the earth that you're supposed to leave? Would that be enough time to start the business, create the legacy? Come on. So let me read a little bit to you about, well, let me share with you about Esther, Queen Esther. Esther was a beautiful queen of Persia. She was Jewish, but she kept her family a secret from the king. When he made a law for all Jews to be killed, Esther became afraid. She wanted to save her people, so she fasted and prayed for God's help. Then Esther prepared a banquet for the king. She was very brave and asked him to save her people from destruction. Because of her prayers and her courage, the king granted her her request. He signed a new law to help the Jews. Amen. Because of her obedience, because of her praying and fasting, she just didn't say, oh, let me go ahead and do this thing. She prayed and she fasted. She turned down her plate. She made a sacrifice. So I want to say to you, yes, you are a queen. Yes, you are a king. And a queen and a king and royal people, they make sacrifices, right? So decisions could be made. What is a queen? A person who sits in authority, who makes in different places, they have different authorities, right? So a queen in some places may make stuff with the legislative, you know. So a queen is a person in authority. You are a queen. You are a king. Why? Because your father is a king. We are royal. We are chosen by God. That's our Father who art in heaven. Yes, and because you are royal, you should act such. How's your royal behavior going? I'm asking you a question. So it's time for us to check with the man in the mirror to see where we are, to see what's really going on, what's really good with us. It's time for us to begin to pray and fast before we start making moves. Many of us making moves and we're not sacrificing, you know what I'm saying, enough to move stuff around. So I'm grateful, guys, for the opportunity that I had in New York City. I want to say that that opportunity pushed me into purpose. Me being a survivor, you know, I'm a survivor. I'm not going to stop now. You know what I'm saying? Me being a survivor of many things, this is a month of domestic violence. So awareness. So I am a survivor. I'm excited to let people know that they can go from trauma to triumph, right? A crown is what queens wear, and that's a symbol of authority. So today we're going to deal with the pure truth about crowns. When Jesus was crowned, he was first crowned with a crown of thorns. Many people want the crown with all the jewels and the pretty look, but did you crucify your flesh? Did you carry your cross? Did you get crowned with the thorns? You know, would you rock that crown first in order to get the crown with the jewels? Because the crown with the jewels means God's glory is coming after you go through your thorn time. And I need you to remember, as a king and a queen, that you are loved by God. You was created by God. You are royal. You are a queen. Yes, you are. Okay, now there's a process to get them gems with their crown, right? And I want to ask you, what's your problem? Queen Esther had a problem. What's your problem? You the queen of that problem. You are the solution to that thing. Her problem was her people was about to get murdered because the law that was passed. So she prayed, she fasted, she talked with the king, and she made a move. What move are you going to make to be the solution to the problem, queen or king? You are loved, you are blessed, you are favored, you are mighty in Jesus' name. You are beautiful, you are victorious, you are wonderful. And you're not going to get weary and well-doing in this walk. Think about, oh, you're ready for this? I shared at the event, yes, you are a queen in New York City, that the different stories of the different princesses. Snow White had her own story. She was down with the dwarfs. Sleeping Beauty had her own deal. She had the fairies, right? Cinderella had the evil stepsisters and, you know, the glass slipper and all of that. Each princess had their own story. And we watched their story. We listened to their story. Even Esther, I just told you a piece about Esther's story. But what about your story? Revelations 12 and 11 tells us they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The blood of the Lamb is Jesus. And the word of their testimony. You are important. You are a huge piece to this puzzle. We need your testimony because people on the earth will believe based off of the things that you've gone through. And no, you don't have to be perfect. And we can't be, right? A perfect one lives within us. No, you don't have to have it all right, right? God is looking for people who will actually testify as they go through. This is now about you. This is about you. It is your time. It's your time. It is your time. You cannot die in Christ. You have eternal life. And so I need you to share these stories with other people. You may fall, but you can get up. And you can help somebody else getting up. Don't forget that God did not forget you. He never leaves you nor forsake you. He's with you. I'm telling you, you cannot skip the process. All you have to do is believe. I want to ask you, what are you saying? What are you professing, confessing, decreeing, and declaring out of your mouth? I'm asking you. God's not looking at the same thing you're looking at. He sees what he created and he said, it is good. You are good. Come on. The perfect one lives on the inside of you. So yes, you are a queen. I need you to know that, right? The queen has duties. She decrees, declares, and speaks with authority, right? Who does God say you are? Have you been hurt, disappointed? Come on now. Y'all know your identity is revealed when you get healed. Don't lose your ID, your identity card. Seek your healing. Forgive the necessary people to forgive. And ask the Lord to help you with those things that you feel like you can't deal on your own. You want to stay healed. You know, you want to make sure you get that therapy in. I call it word therapy. Maybe holler at wound care. To be cared for. But my purpose is to talk to you about restoration. Jesus is a God of reconciliation, connecting us back to God, right? And so let's stay there. By repenting, right? When we do something wrong, let's forgive others. Come on. And let's get in position, moving in power and authority. We have authority. We as a queen, do you know your identity? You know who you are. You're not moving in doubt. So first you want to be aware, you want to acknowledge, you know what I'm saying? And then you want to accept. Come on. Self-reflect, accept who you are, have peace with yourself, and then grow to be better. So I'm grateful for what God is about to do in your life. So today, again, we're looking at the man in the mirror. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Your testimony is going to make a change. It's going to be different. It's going to bless others. So I thank God for you. I want you to be excited. And I look forward to you sharing with us how good God has been. So it's your girl, Lady Tyler Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. Just letting you know with God, all things are possible. All things do work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You love God, I love you, you love me. Okay, I'm super excited for what God is about to do. And keep pushing, but remember who you are, queen, king. Is there no king in you? You survived this far. Now is a time for you to go forward with your business. Now is a time for you to seal deals like never before. The time is now. Write the record. Sing the song. Write the poem. Produce the book. What are you waiting on? You were created for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. The time is now.
made it through. Sight of the storm and rain, heartache and pain. Still I'm declaring I made it through. See, I didn't lose. Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive in spite of calamity. He still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
I'm so glad I made it through.
In spite of the storm and rain.
In spite of the storm and rain.
I'm
still alive.
Declaring that I made it through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss.
And a major cost. But I never lost faith. I'm so glad I made.
Is there anybody in here have that testimony?
I made it through.
In spite of the storm. So glad I made it. I made it through. Thank you, Jesus.
So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window. Is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad I made it.
That you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it. Is there anybody in here? Still has a plan for me. it's working for me. I'm so glad I made it. So glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through. Connected to the Master, he will lead you, he will guide you, he will direct you, he'll love on you, he'll live in you. Is there anybody that knows it? Is there anybody that knows it? Can I tell you one more thing? Your story may not be my story, but all of us got something that we made it through in this place. And if you would just be honest with yourself and with somebody else, you would look them in the face and say, I made it. Tell somebody I made it. Tell them I made it.
I made it.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Tai the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.